and turn over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to look at the first 8 verses. And some of you, I hope, most of you, are going to recognize a few of these verses. Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you so much for your many blessings that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for the innumerable amount of just gifts that you have bestowed upon us in this land of America, the freedoms that we have. Father, I pray that you would just help us to realize how blessed we are to be in a land like America, that we have the freedom to worship you how we see fit. And Father, thank you so much, most of all, for that unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross in our place, that he took our sin debt, and he died and rose again the third day, Lord. And I pray if there's one here today that has never accepted him as their Savior, that you would speak to that heart, that they would get their eternity settled today. Father, I pray that you bless this message. Help us, Lord, to prepare our hearts for a Thanksgiving day. In Jesus' name, amen. My message this morning is a Thanksgiving checklist. A Thanksgiving checklist. And it's not necessarily an orthodox message. It's kind of off the beaten track. Pastor Bond has the standard issue Thanksgiving message, I believe. But I want to go through a checklist for Thanksgiving and see if we're ready for Thanksgiving Day. Now, this is not a list of do I have the turkey and do I have the cranberry sauce and do I have the gravy makings. No, that's not that kind of list. This is a spiritual checklist, okay? A spiritual checklist to see if our heart and our mental attitude is ready for Thanksgiving. Are we ready to thank God on Thanksgiving Day for everything that he's given to us? A Thanksgiving checklist. So in verse 1 of Philippians, it says there, chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crowned, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Stand fast in the Lord. That's the first point. Number 1, stand fast in the Lord this Thanksgiving Day. In other words, put God first. Put God first. Make him the central focal point of your Thanksgiving Day celebration. Now, it's not Turkey Day. It's not Turkey Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. It's not about afternoon football. And I like football. I don't watch football, but I like football. But it's not about football. So don't put that as a central focal point of your day. Put God first. Stand fast in the Lord. It's all about what the Lord has done and focusing on the blessings that he's given to us. It's not some secular holiday. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a day to focus on all we have to be thankful for to God. Stand fast in the Lord. Don't let the world's agenda creep into your Thanksgiving day, your Thanksgiving preparations. Don't let it creep into your thinking. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11, you don't have to turn there, but 2 Corinthians 9, 11 says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. We are so blessed in this country, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. There's no other country in the world like America. There's no other country in the world so rich as America. We are so bountiful in America. There is so much to be thankful for to God. What other place would someone go to a coffee shop and spend $5 for a drink? A drink. It's going to be gone in a few minutes. $5 for a drink. We are so rich in America. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Anger said that in Burma, of course, the young people have to help their parents provide, and it's standard for a young person, a teenager, to make $2.50 a month. $2.50 a month, working all month. We are so blessed in America. We have so much to be thankful for. Stand fast in the Lord. Focus on the Lord this Thanksgiving Day. Secondly, verse 2, the Apostle Paul says, I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, I doubt Eutychus and Syntyche were in the same family. I very much doubt that. But he beseeches them to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I want to take from this verse this morning that we need to have our family, my family, your family, you need to get your family on the same page. Be sure they understand what the day is about. What is Thanksgiving Day about? Is it about filling our bellies full of food? No, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. We as fathers and as parents, mothers, need to get our children on the same page. Make sure that they understand that we're not taking this day off and we're not having this big feast just because we can, just because we're rich enough to, and just because it's the tradition. No, we're doing it because we want to thank God for His many blessings. We want to thank God for His many blessings. Get your family on the same page. Be sure they understand what the day is about. And then secondly, especially fathers, set the stage. Set the stage, and I would say perhaps the night before, set the stage for the mental and spiritual attitude for Thanksgiving Day. Set that stage beforehand, before the work really begins. For, you know, your wife and yourself and your kids are going to get involved in preparing dinner. And perhaps you're going to have some folks over. Perhaps you're going to somebody's house. There's going to be some preparation. There's going to be quite a bit of work involved before dinner, right? So set the stage for what the day is about. Before the work begins, before you get involved in your preparations for celebrating Thanksgiving, be sure you set that stage. That, kids, we're going to focus on the Lord Jesus tomorrow. Or perhaps you do it at breakfast time. We're going to focus on the Lord Jesus today. Everything that we do today is because we are grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for everything that He has given to us, for everything that He has done for us. Set the spiritual attitude. There's going to be a lot of work. Man, people don't like work. Well, be sure that your attitude is, I'm doing this for the Lord Jesus. I'm doing this to thank Jesus Christ for what He has done for me. It's going to be a blessing to you all day long if you set the stage. Be of the same mind in the Lord. Number three. First of all, stand fast in the Lord. Put God as the central focal point of your Thanksgiving Day. Be of the same mind in the Lord. Be sure that everyone in your family understands what the day is about. And thirdly, and this is when this point is when I started realizing that this passage pretty well fits Thanksgiving Day. Verse 3 says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor. Help those women which labor. Men, don't be a couch potato on Thanksgiving Day. Help your wife. Kids, Don't expect to play games all day while mom fixes that big dinner. You're going to have to help out. You're going to have to help her. All right? Don't expect to play games and then eat a grand dinner without helping your mom make it or clean up afterwards. Expect to be a help. Expect to do some work. Help those women which labor. Number four, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. My dad likes to say, and it's a common phrase, make it your choice to rejoice. Kids, even though there's a lot of work on Thanksgiving Day, make it your choice to rejoice. Have the mental attitude of thankfulness for what God has done for you all day long, even during the time when you're peeling those potatoes, those many dozens of potatoes that we're going to be eating. Make it your choice to rejoice. Center on Jesus Christ. Throughout the day, throughout the preparation work, even through the toddlers making a disaster of the dinner table, through the hours of dishwashing afterwards, be sure to maintain an attitude of rejoicing. Rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. And the most important thing we have to rejoice about, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. We would be lost without hope on our way to a devil's hell, aside from Jesus Christ. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to rejoice in. Rejoice in the Lord. Number five on our checklist. And this is when I really realized that this is definitely for Thanksgiving. Verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Yep, that's Thanksgiving Day, all right. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The word moderation, by the way, means, in Scripture here, means appropriateness or mildness. Let your appropriateness be known unto all men. Let your mildness be known unto all men. Show moderation for how much food you consume. Another thing that Thanksgiving Day is not supposed to be, it is not supposed to be National Gluttony Day. Okay? It's just because it's Thanksgiving Day does not give us the right to be a glutton. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And above all, young people, show moderation in the dessert line. Let your moderation be known unto all men. How many pieces of pie are you going to eat? Let your moderation be known unto all men. It's not a time to pig out. It's a time to focus on the Lord. It's a time to be grateful to God for what He has given to us. Number six is found in verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. Mothers, don't worry over the preparations, over all the details of the preparations. Don't fret over it. The day will go on if things don't work out perfectly, and the day will go on if things work out perfectly. It doesn't matter. Don't worry over the details. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about everything that has to happen. Center on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a day to be thankful to God for what He has done. Not to worry about, is everything going to be done in time? Are we going to have all the plates in order? Are we going to have everything ready for the guests? No, it's not a day to worry about that. It's a day to be thankful to God for His many blessings. If everything isn't perfect, it's okay. It's okay. Be careful for nothing. Number seven is also found in verse 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let everything be done with prayer and thanksgiving. Especially, obviously, on Thanksgiving Day. This is the main reason for the day, right? For Thanksgiving. Don't go about it rushed and worried. Do everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Be sure you're focusing on what the day is about. Thankfulness to God. It's not about the food. It's not about the families getting together, although that's wonderful. It's not about the pies and how good of a cook anybody is. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. What He has done for you and I. The blessings that He's given to us. Focus on prayer and thankfulness. And when we do that, we will be putting the Lord first in our Thanksgiving Day celebration. Number eight in our Thanksgiving checklist. It's found in verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Allow God's peace to reign throughout the day. Don't get upset about things that go wrong. In almost every get-together, in almost every family situation, there's always some kind of small catastrophe. There's going to be something that happens on your Thanksgiving Day, during your celebration. The turkey might get burned. The pie might get knocked on the floor. Something is going to go wrong. But don't fret about it. Let God's peace reign through the day. Don't make a big deal of the accidents that happen. It's not about what just got messed up, is it? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Thanksgiving Day. Be thankful for what He's given to us. Don't worry if the turkey gets burned. It's not about the turkey. It's not Turkey Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. Don't panic if there isn't enough food. It's not Gluttony Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. Don't explode if the pie gets knocked onto the floor. It's not Pie Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. Allow God's peace to reign throughout the day. Number nine in our checklist is found in verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Allow only godly thoughts and godly emotions to have a place at your Thanksgiving table. Allow only these kinds of thoughts and emotions to have a place on Thanksgiving Day in your life. Maintain the attitude of gratitude. No matter who spills the beans, no matter who makes a mess, be thankful for your blessings. Allow only pure thoughts, just thoughts, righteous thoughts to be part of your celebration. It's a celebration of Jesus Christ, and it's a celebration for what He's given to us. Jesus Christ wouldn't worry and wouldn't explode about anything bad that happened. Think on these things. That's the Thanksgiving checklist. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Now, you probably all have most of the preparations, but are you going to stand fast in the Lord? Are you mentally ready to put the Lord first on your Thanksgiving Day? Are you ready to be of the same mind in the Lord, families, that this is what it's all about? The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be the center point of our day. Are you ready, families, to help Mom labor in the kitchen and clean up afterwards? Are you ready to rejoice in the Lord all day? Are you ready to let your moderation be known? Not going to pig out this Thanksgiving Day. Are you prepared to not worry about what happens? Are you ready to have it a day of prayer and thanksgiving? Are you mentally ready, spiritually ready? Are you going to allow God's peace to reign throughout the day? And are you only going to allow things that are righteous and true to be talked about? If we get all these things ready in our hearts, then we'll be ready to celebrate Thanksgiving and what Jesus Christ has done for us. But my last point this morning isn't necessarily about a Thanksgiving checklist, I wonder what we would be like if we as Christians took this checklist and applied it to our lives every day of the year, not just Thanksgiving Day. After all, I'm taking this passage of Scripture out of context to apply it just to Thanksgiving Day. This passage of Scripture does not apply just to Thanksgiving Day, does it? God didn't put it in here for me to preach a Thanksgiving Day sermon on it, although it worked pretty good. He put it in there so that we would live like this every day of the year. Let's read it again. Philippians 1 through 8. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Every one of us. The Apostle Paul says, I beseech you to be of the same mind in the Lord every day of the year. Verse 3, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Be a help to your brothers and sisters in Christ all the time. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, not just on Thanksgiving Day, always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Every day of the year. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus at all times. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things all the time. All the time. That's what the passage is about. Our daily lives, not just Thanksgiving Day, but we're to do these all of our lives. Think on these things, whatsoever is true, lovely, of good report. Don't let the world's ideas, the world's philosophies corrupt your life, corrupt my life. Think on these things, what is found in the Word of God. Put God first in your life. Set Him as the focal point of why we do everything we do. When your kids come to you and say, why do we do this, Dad or Mom? Be able to say, we do this because the Bible says so. We do this because we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we put the Lord Jesus Christ first in our life. And we put the Lord Jesus Christ first on Thanksgiving Day too. You know, if we would take this passage of Scripture and apply it to our heart and stamp it in our heart so that that's how we live. That's how I live every day of the year, 24/7. If I would do that, I would become an exemplary Christian, wouldn't I? Amen. You would become an exemplary Christian if you were to do that. The people in our church would be able to look up to you and say, that person lives the way Jesus Christ wants me to live. This is the reason for the passage. God wants us to live like this all the time. Psalm 69:30. Turn there, please. Psalm 69:30. It's Thanksgiving time. We're very aware that we need to be thanking God for everything. You know what? We need to have that attitude all the time. This verse here in Psalm 69 verse 30 tells us, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. You and I can magnify the name of Jesus Christ with our thankfulness. Do you realize that you could be a testimony to your family? You could be a testimony to your neighbors. You could be a testimony to the lost. Everybody who comes in contact with you, you could be a testimony to, a light to, if you have the attitude of thankfulness. Gratefulness to God all year long, even when it's tax season. And man, I owe so much money to the government. Those scoundrels in Washington, they're taking my money. But bless God, I will magnify the name of the Lord. I will be a testimony for Jesus Christ. The lost are going to take notice when they see someone, when they see a Christian magnifying the name of the Lord through hard times. They're going to say, there's something different about that person. They're going through a hard time. They have a lot of struggles, but they're loving the Lord anyway. They're magnifying the name of the Lord. They are thankful to God anyway, even though they're going through a hard time. We can magnify God's name simply with our thankfulness. Let us have the attitude of gratitude. Let us have that mental knowledge that we need to be grateful to God at all times, not just during this season. At all times, what God has done for us is amazing. He's given us eternal life. He's washed away our sins. We have a home in heaven for all eternity because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. It doesn't matter what's going on earth in my life. It doesn't matter what physical difficulties I have or what financial difficulties I have. I have a home in heaven that I can look forward to. It's eternal. Nobody is going to take it away from me. I am going to spend all of eternity with my Savior, Jesus Christ. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Lord Jesus,